All right, good evening, everyone. This is Gordon, W2, Tango, Tango, Tango. And this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Technical Net. This net meets weekly on Chestnut Ridge Radio Club 2-meter repeater, 146.955 megahertz. PL is 141.3. That's 141.3. Minus 600 offset. Minus 600 offset. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. Okay, good answer. Alrighty. Purpose of this net is to have a conversation. Conversations about amateur radio, electronics, electricity, computers, telecommunications, things where electrons happen in the natural or man-made world, or a combination of the two. You're welcome to bring up pretty much any subject as long as you can tie it back to something roughly along that line. Talk about operations. You can talk about activity. You can talk about the technology. Again, combinations of all those wonderful things. And it's a beautiful thing. In order to make the net effective, we need participation. Two kinds of participation. There are those with questions and comments, and those who don't have questions and comments. Just because you don't have a question or a comment doesn't mean you should sit there silently, not participating. We need you to check into the net in order to have a grasp of what topics to address and also where to steer the conversation. We might, albeit much to your chagrin, steer the conversation to you even though you came in with no questions and no comments. You can tell us that when you check in. The way you check into the net is your call sign, your name, indicate whether you have a question, a comment, both, above. Alrighty. One other thing about checking into this net that's kind of cool is that you can check in via Echolink. The Echolink connection is Kilo 2 Foxtrot Juliet dash L, as in Lima. It's K2 Foxtrot Juliet dash L. Make a note, don't try to run the net and eat a macaroon at the same time. That was better. Alrighty. So, when you try to connect to Echolink, it's K2 Foxtrot Juliet dash L. And what's also nice about that is that you can check in via Echolink and register that you have a question even if you don't have a chance to break in. Then type your question on the Echolink, which is another useful tool. You will have an opportunity for stations to check in via Echolink. I don't see anybody right now I am watching for. That just should come up. Many stations are going to connect via Echolink. They can do that as well as via the local 2-meter repeater. Alrighty, with no further ado, let's try the Kilo 2s tonight. They are often maligned. Kilo 2s in here first with your questions, comments, and confusions. Please call K2-VAR-W2-TTT.
W2-TTT, K2-ZO. And one question. Simple one, and no comments, okay?
Good evening, Jim. Sure, no problem. We've got one question from you. Wow, that's pretty cool. That is pretty rare, too. But already, we'll make a note of that. We'll get to you in a bit. Any other Kilo 2s?
2AMI, with a question about Saturday's Amfest.
Already, Tony? Get to that as well. Any other Kilo 2s? Alright. I'm going to be a real sporting guy and let the other Kilos, any call sign format with Kilo at the beginning, call K2BAR with your call sign, your name, and indicate whether you have a question, comment, both, or none of the above. Please call K2BAR W2TTT.
Thank you.
I heard a station in there, but you were just 90% noise. A station that came in before. We'll come back to you in a minute. Any other kilo twos? Or kilos, I should say? Alrighty, how about... Alrighty, how about Alpha Station? That old R&B song going on. Alrighty, any whiskey station? Alrighty, well, I think I know where everybody is. And I just got home 15 minutes ago, so I kind of understand. But the announcement, this has been a pretty rough week. Radio community at large, Fortunato 2F passed away the other day. Tomorrow it's St. Joseph in Lodi. Tonight, I'm sure that's where many of our Ginny and others. I was in my parish office today and together to share at St. John's, education office actually. Ginny is a former under religious education at St. Joe's down in there. My next door neighbor, Jeremy's godfather, passed away this week. He's named Saturday, just for good measure. A gentleman named Joe Wagner, chairman of the Catholic Committee of Scouting for the Archdiocese of Newark, 2 ago, effectively the other day. So it's been a crazy week. Anyway, enough of that. Alrighty, probably have an outside corner already in a little bit. Alright, any other check-ins before we move on?
Is that Joel Wagner, the teacher out of Wayne? Oh my gosh, I can't think of the school out there, the Catholic school out there.
No, that's my friend is Joe Wagner, not Joel. And Joel actually is not a Catholic, he's a Lutheran. He's the physics teacher out at Paul. Yes. Who is the other station who came in with Tony?
W2JEK with a comment.
Okay, Don, go right ahead.
Okay, just to let you know that you have a VE team together, and we will have a test session Saturday at 9 o'clock at the Target Field Ham Fest. Back to net, W2J.
Thank you, Don. That is absolutely super. Alrighty, any other stations wishing to check in? Alrighty. Then let's get to Tony's questions and Jim's question. K2AMI, head K2BAR.
I do plan to visit and sell some things at the Amphitheater on Saturday morning. And I wondered, do you think it's required to reserve a table at this point? Or the last two Amphitheaters I've attended, I was a walk-in vendor and there was plenty of tables. What do you think about table space?
I think we'll be okay this time because we don't have non-ham vendors, non-electronics vendors. Everybody's selling electronica. This and the August one, which are a little different than the December one, are pure ham radio. The only thing we've added this time is we've added some sessions to try to how we're going to babysit tables and have people attend sessions. But there will be some sessions in the cafeteria. That's the plan as of now. One is on unbelievably inexpensive and convenient ways of running digital modes, Jeff, and another is on MCOM. So that should be pretty good. The doors open, I think, for the buyers at 7:30, I think. But sellers, I'm sure the sellers at 6 can. But after 9:30, benefit Troop 139 Camp Fund. We're going to camp this summer. And, you know, one other thing, if anyone happens to be in Bergen Field Days for April and May, between 5 and 8, Troop gets a cut of anybody's drive-through or walk-in business. You don't need a free ticket or anything like that. You don't have to say any magic words, but we're basically expecting to be able to pay for our summer camp between the Ham Fest and the I didn't think 7 weeks. Boys will go to camp for very little money, which is good because they have enough expenses to really to go to the camp as it is now. So anyway, we're doing Radio Maripad once again at camp this summer too. Any other questions, Tony?
Be fine. Can I just point out the flyer indicates that Benji's can set up at 6 a.m. and the 6 to 8 o'clock, and then 8 o'clock apparently the cellars are welcome. So that's what it says in a flyer. I won't be there at 6. I'll be lucky if I get there at 8.
That'll be fine, Tony. You'll have table space. And not a problem. But yeah, my guess is that, you know, I've always had trouble. I don't man the door. I take care of other matters. But, you know, it's hard to tell. With the way the buyers, the way the dealers are, the sellers, they're already, they're buying, you know, before they even have their own table set up. So it's a blur, but you're right. I think it is. It does say 8, but certainly we will have breakfast, a good breakfast this time, for everyone after you had a session, not doing a session. Lynn and Ben team were gracious enough to come out. Ma'am, and I believe there were a couple of people interested in the exam. They actually called me coming. Not exactly sure for what off the top of my head. I think one's a tech and one's a general, but sure. So, all good if that can happen. Any other questions about this weekend?
K2AMI.
Johnny?
Have you heard anything about Slaughter Electronics Cafe? Is she going to be there?
No, I know for a fact she's not, unfortunately. She's unable to come. I think she's probably going to go to York, Pennsylvania. It's about the same distance, and it's bigger than the Maraham Fest, so there.
KJI Electronics.
Unknown. The unknown, because this time I trusted others to handle it. I don't know the answer. Again, you know, the issue with this Ham Fest is it moves. Why don't we have it in early December, and the one we have in August are fixed? They're actually at good times because there's no other Ham Fest. This one, they're in the region, but not necessarily to be other Ham Fest. But ours is air conditioned, ours has food, and then we're starting to expand the sessions. I think that's a key point, and you can get your car washed while you're there if you so desire. So there'll be boys doing that. But I know Peter Cherry is going to be there, WBTSEK. New York, I know, called me. They asked, some asked for directions, and some just asked for who's going to be there. Peter Sherry's going to be there. UCUK Bill will be the Live Mark Swap and Shop on Wednesday. And these are Live Wire guys at Hamfest. You know who they are.
Hey, thank you very much. Let's see if there's anything else. Of course, I also want to mention that I did attend the funeral service, wake, I should say, down at the funeral home this morning, this afternoon, and met many Barra members there, probably off the top of my head, I'd say a dozen people from Barra, and I heard the same thing about last night, so I think Jeannie appreciates the support.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I have known Jeannie almost as long as I've known Dee, and I actually, there are times in my life I've run into Jeannie more than I do Dee, just because of different activities. This is really, really tough. Yeah. In fact, I'm thinking she's about the same age as my mother was when my father passed away. So, you know, she's got some challenges, but she also has a wonderful, wonderful opportunity space in front of her. She's not a funk, but hopefully she will stay active with the Barra Babes. I think that's really, really good. And we guys need to rally around a bit. Shock for all of us.
One more comment, and that is, I mentioned to Jim earlier that Dee does a Facebook page. And if you go to the Facebook page and go to the photos, you'll find some pictures of these activities. If you'd like to just touch them, you can also add a comment if you'd like. So, Facebook, Dee Interdonato. His regular straightforward name. He has no special Facebook name.
Excellent. Thank you for pointing out. I don't get on Facebook very often, maybe once or twice a year, but I think dear me. Already. Anybody else?
2JK.
Go ahead, Don.
Okay, first, where would be a good place for me to park? I've got the box of stuff for the VE session.
Okay, when you come up, you'll be able to pull right in front of the door to unload and get that stuff squared away into the lobby for you and then drive onto the sidewalk in front of the building.
Yeah, okay. The only thing is, when I unload, I want somebody to stay with the box until I park the car. I'll get somebody for that, okay?
All right. Well, right inside the lobby, there will be one or more or two or more lady troops who will ably greet you, and they'll be able to babysit your stuff. Not a problem. They'll probably do a car washing a little further back and ensure they can be roped in.
Yeah, well, I don't mind carrying it. Just a security issue. I don't want to just drive away and leave the box sitting there. So as long as there's somebody out there by the doorway, that'll be fine. By the way, what's on the menu for breakfast?
That is the question I had last night, yet again. I don't know if it's egg sandwiches or pancakes and sausage. It's one or the other, and it may be both. To ascertain that after the net, to what the shopping queen has to do. I may be the scoutmaster of the troop, and but what I'm finding out is that in the current times, the mommies run the logistics of the fundraisers, so I made it abundantly clear, and they totally agreed as recently as last night that there would be high protein stuff. I'm hoping we do the grill egg sandwich kind of thing, but yeah, worst case will be pancakes and sausage.
Okay, very good, Greg. Okay, very good. I think I'm all set there. Back to net, W2JEK.
Very good, Don. Thank you very much. Alrighty. Anybody else have questions about 3D or what do you call it? The well, as you can tell, I'm pretty subdued at this point. You know, kind of like other than these, you know, losses, the week has been well. Everybody here is healthy and doing good things. Fine, but boy, makes you really appreciate your own family and the blessings of your own life. So, anyway, anybody else to check into that?
This is Dennis 2K. No question at this point.
Good evening, Mr. James. Alrighty, any other quick check-ins? Alrighty, well, let's move right along to KTZO. Your questions are...
Okay. KTBAR, it's K2ZO. I have a simple question. You know the... And I cannot remember what you call these things, but the shield that goes over the back of the chassis type PL259, that's called something else too. It has a flange on it and it has four screws on it, four holes. And you solder the shield and a coax to that. And it makes a nice strong shielded connection for the coax going from the backside to the 239 connector. What on earth are those things called? And if I could find out what they're called, maybe I could buy some, but I haven't a clue. Back to net, K2ZO.
But here, let me add to your misery further that depending on the size of the cable that's designed to plug in the back, the part number changes. There are, I have seen at least four different sizes, and I gotta believe they're more than that, Jim. I've seen, you know, something on the order of RG-174, UT-141 type stuff, really small. I've seen one for RG-58, seen one for, like, RG-59 or for 8X. and I've seen one for a big honking thing for RG8 size, you know, type cable, you know, the Flight 4 Isha 1375 inch coax. So there are a lot of different part numbers, and I'm trying to think if I have any at all. Yeah, I do. I think I might have some for RG8X or 59. After the, actually, if anyone else has any comments on that, or I'm going to look up. I might have it in my photo gallery. If I have it in my photo gallery, if I have them stored away and I know where to go to find them. So, well, anybody else want to comment on this great question? Is that a wonderful question? What a great part that is. I'll go look at my photo gallery real quick and see if I can find it. Sorry, no copy again.
W2JEK, I'm going to look something up in the North Radio catalog.
Yeah, much to my chagrin, I don't have the pictures here, but it doesn't mean I know I took them. I certainly can run downstairs. I know where they are. Anybody else have any comments on this? Well, something else, even, while we're struggling for this answer.
Jim, did you need this for shielding purposes? What, inside the chassis? Okay.
Actually, it's going to be more for strength. Added to a homebrew type sleeve ballon assembly. That's really what I am looking for. And the ones that I'm looking for are the ones that will fit RG-142 or something like that, which basically is the size of RG-58 or something like that, although, you know, I could probably accommodate anything. But for the life of me, I can't figure out what the heck those things are called.
You're going to have your answer in a couple of minutes. It's a race between me and Don. He's looking in the catalog, and I'm looking out in my parts bin.
It's probably got some kind of UG number on it.
I'm sorry, say it again, Jim?
It's probably got some kind of a number on it that starts with UG.
That would be my guess. Stand by.
Might be calling it a hood of some kind, Jim.
Yeah, that's, I guess, yeah, really what you would call it.
You're going to make me dig really, really hard for them now. They're not in my, what I thought was my recent parts bin exercise. By the way, Jim, et al., I found in my collection matched pairs of red and black Millen high V connectors, and they haven't been out in the sun or anything like that, but the red ones are so old, you can the light has to be good to know that they were red and not black.
UJK.
Go ahead, Don.
Okay, this is a hood, and let me see, this is a cable that it's supposed to wear here. Hood here, UG106/U. It's a hood, doesn't say. Another one here. Okay, there's another one here. UG177U hood. That's for RG58 or RG141. I think that's what you're looking for.
Okay, UG177, huh? Okay, that's great that you found it, but that's exactly what I'm looking for.
There's a type number on that, 83-765, if that's any benefit to you. That's the hood for that. And the 1-24, they're $1.13 each, but this is an old catalog from Newark Electric, so God knows when that is.
Yeah, they're probably $3 now.
Yeah, how much were they in 1958 when you last bought them, Don?
1983.
I'm just busting your horns. I picked up my birthday, or my birth year, just to poke a little fun. 83, I got married. At 58, I was born.
1958 Ford.
And my first vehicle was the 1958 Falcon.
What a new.
Mine was so old that I drove it about 20 miles and the headliner started to shake loose and fall down. Okay. So, we're in the area. 177?
2G177, Uncle Golf 177/U, like United.
And that was for the 141, the RG58 size. They have the bigger ones?
I'm looking for other connectors here. I'm looking for N connectors, no, plugs, UHF connectors. I'm looking through the book here. Let me see if I can see something else.
I found them. They're $5.65 in the newer catalog.
And how much were they in 83?
$1.13.
Wow. They must be making them in China now.
Probably have them left over from World War II.
It's like the U.S. military does not have to make Purple Hearts. Probably another several stockpile they built up with their...
KC2SQP disconnected.
There's another one in there in the book of UG106U. It says hood. It doesn't say what kind of cable that's for. And that was a little expensive. That was $1.64. I don't know. It's go under the UHF connector thing, and it uses the same illustration as the one that I mentioned, the one UG177. Benefit to you, or not? But just so you know that there is another variety there with a different part number.
Okay, I wrote that down.
Alrighty. That's pretty cool. So, a couple of different connectors, a couple workable. Anyway, where are we here? Over here with this. Jim, where would you like to go? K2ZO, K2BAR.
Okay, K2BAR, K2ZO. I'm sorry, I was across the room.
Yeah, so the question is, are you going to use this for what purposes?
I have just a simple little setup here off a dipole where I have made a stub coming off the dipole with RG141, the Teflon coax. And so the one side, of course, goes into the insulator adapter, and then there's like about 3 feet of coax, and then there's a PL259 on there, and then there's a whole string of ferrite beads on that so that the balun is on it. This is for like a portable antenna where you don't know how much feed line you're going to have. So now you just take this thing, put your coax on it, and you're in business. So as I said, it's got a string of ferrite beads on it to make it kind of a balun, a choke balun. But I wanted to solder it to the hood to make it a little bit more strong rather than just splitting the coax and sticking it on a flange chassis type 259 so it was hanging out in the open like that. So that was the reason for using these.
Gotcha. You're not going to try to replicate that thing you bought on it.
Oh, the mother of all balance? No, no. That is a big one, let me tell you. Works good.
Yeah, I would imagine it would. How many pounds is it?
Well, it's that big aluminum case there, so it ends up being 20-something, at least 20-something pounds.
Why don't you describe this thing in large balance, describe what it is, how what it would normally be used, how lucky you were to get it.
Well, what it is, it's, this is K2ZO. It's just a ballon that I bought on eBay that I'm fooling with, and I bought it for $39. Of course, the shipping was $30, too, because it was heavy. And it's a large ballon that consists of four great big toroids, and it's got a primary and secondary winding. It's actually a 50-ohm to 350-ohm ballon. And the interesting thing is that the primary consists of a piece of coax that's wound around the core with the shield on it, and then the shield is open at the center of the windings. So the thing acts like a shield, a Faraday shield for it, but you still get the coupling. And then the secondary is wound on the core, and the secondary has a it is open in the center. And then there's a capacitor in there. So the secondary winding is split in the center, and then there's a series capacitor of 50 picofarad with an adjustable capacitor across it to make small changes. And then on the output side, there are two capacitors, 800 and something picofarad, in series, which I'm not sure. I guess they're also the correct. So it's kind of a ballon I've never seen before, not like an amateur ballon. But it works quite well. I've got it on an open wire fed antenna and put a lot of power to it, and I can't hurt it. Back to that.
That's outstanding, Jim. So I take it you're using it, if you will, at the window's edge to coax in one side, shoot down and kill somebody or something.
You couldn't really put this thing in the center of your dipole, not too easily. Of course, you could bolt it to a building or a tower, I guess. But anyway, feeding you know, some open wire line up to the open to the off-center fed antenna, and it works better than any other ballon that I've used. So, very, very good. Very appears to be very efficient on 10 meters, where the other ballon I was using is not. So. I just lucked out when I found it, so there you go. That connects.
That's outstanding. Anybody have any questions for Jim about it? Well, Jim, I think you finally have a ballon that's capable of handling any pair of your Henry amplifiers.
Yeah, I think you could really put some juice to it. See what happens. But, yeah, it is big and it's bulky, and as I say, right now it's sitting right by the window. The coax comes out the window. There's a basement window. I replaced the glass with a piece of Lexan and drilled a hole, and of course I have coax coming through that, going over to this, and then it goes up to the open wire feed line, and we're going to be testing it with some other antennas when we finish up here. So there you go.
That's outstanding. Really is. That's going to be really good. Look forward to hearing the results of that test. Alrighty. Anybody else? Okay, if anyone has any go kits or has any particularly cute way of doing digital carry with them on site, or if you just want to bring your laptop or your iPhone or your HT computer has recording and an internal microphone, let us know because we'll show you some neat tricks. What else? Any other check-ins for the men? Please call K2BAR. Alright, very good. Last but not least, for anybody who had any comments or questions. Alright, well, unfortunately, a lot of people are preoccupied tonight, but I want to thank everybody for checking in. Forward to seeing some of you on Saturday. Forward to see a lot of you on Saturday. next week I'd like to talk about the Portable Day out in Sacramento. We'd like to do a little dog and pony show and tell them about Portable Day on Saturday. They're one of the box hunts that we do. Alrighty, 7-3, and have a good one. Our double you too.
W2TTT timeout.
W2TTT, NS2K.
Hey, Jim, NS2K, W2TTT, how are you, sir?
Not too bad. Well, of course, we'll see you Saturday morning. Question, do you have that thing on the cell net yet?
No, because we have an abundance of alternatives in accomplishing that goal.
Ah, very good. But as long as it's working for you.
It is. Rest some aspects of that with you. Question for you. How's your new toy doing?
Shiny.
Yeah, you know, did I tell you about the guy who I saw at one of Jeremy's hockey tournaments? Probably recorded over 3 hours, but I know where I was with the stuff. He just held it up, looked at the display like a big honking viewfinder, and used the going away camera all day long.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of situations where people did that. It's, how should I say, changing the aspect ratio of what a camera ought to be.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, what amazes me is the, you have this vision that, let's say, I really wish we weren't in the current. Let's say we had a, somebody else involved in a campaign, seemed to be messiah-like, and all chat were holding iPad 3s up. And, like, hold them up in front of them as cameras, but it would look like they were using their hands to collect hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, no, but, yeah, having a semi-decent camera, obviously, not the greatest camera in the world, but it's not too bad either. Quite so available. Of course, good quality cameras and cell phones have changed a lot of things. It makes instantly available video and still cameras extremely available when the need arises.
Oh, yeah. Well, I still carry an old beat-up camera. The viewfinder anymore, the electronic viewfinder doesn't work. The little electromechanical lens cover thing, sort of shutter, well, not the shutter, but the electric lens cover doesn't go back and forth anymore, it just stays open. But, you know, it lives on the on an outer pouch in my backpack, what do you expect?
I would kind of expect it to get pretty well beat up.
Yeah, so, on the plus side, when John was home last weekend for Easter, we re-imaged Nancy's not-quite-functional Android touchpad, HP touchpad, and put it back into WebOS, which was truly painful, but it's really funny. I'm watching Nancy use the iPad with a level of dexterity that's just more. I use the same functions. We won't even go beyond, WebOS and iPad. Parallel functions using the same hand motions she does on her iPad touchpad. And I gotta tell you, it's not the difference in the machine that matters at that point. It's the operator. I just feel like a total bloody.
Yeah, a friend of mine lives in Connecticut. He's a professional photographer. We can be standing side by side, taking sort of the same shots. It's amazing how much better his looks than mine.
Yeah, doesn't that just piss you off?
Well, he's got the eye. What can I say? He knows what to look for, how to frame it, how to everything. amazing the difference.
And I'm going in and cropping after the fact.
Oh, he's not afraid to crop. He, yeah, overshooting is fine. But he will somehow manage to get it at just the right instance. So, you know, you've got whatever the look is that he's looking for.
Yeah, God bless those folks who have that. You know, when I went to RIT, you know, they had not only a College of Fine Arts, but they also had a photography and they had a science, which was in the ancient. And let me tell you, it just seemed, whether or not you were a, you know, photo science geek or, you know, some artsy type, all those folks seemed to know how to take a picture, and the rest of us took bad snapshots.
Yep. Well, it's the kind of thing you have to work on it, think about it, and I don't know, be open to the moment, whatever it is. Your focus has to be there, and anticipate what's going on and what's liable to happen. I don't know. It's an art, and it's definitely a skill.
Here. Oh, dear me. Anyway, having a little fun mocking up a project at work. Haven't gotten everything squared away. I will shortly. Basically, I'm going to build a Beacon receiver recorder. Take signal strength measurements if need be. We can also turn on a recording. Actually, mechanically record IQ streams during that same period as we go around. But you know, how hard is it to move? You know, after you initialize the flex radio, you tune it to a frequency. You take take a series of samples of signal strength to the next frequency. You do that in a rotational environment, and every few minutes you can come back and whatever really focused on, and then on a broader cycle, you can take samples of other signals and see where you are. But my goal is to monitor shortwave broadcasts and other utilizations in the HF spectrum that are known frequent, that essentially turn into a propagation monitor.
Yeah, and of course, well, you could probably do that. Yeah, looking at the some of the other products that are available, and of course with this one, you could do all kinds of switching and, you know, frequency hopping, whatever. Because obviously, it doesn't need to be locked to a given frequency. You merely have to have unknown antennas on any frequency that you want to use, and jump around and check various points up and down the band to see the progression. Could be interesting.
Yeah, I actually have some concerns about that, because I'm going to have some sort of broadband antenna. One configuration I can do something wire that's fairly large, but in another condition I'm going to have to pick something fairly universal, and relatively compact, you know, nothing bigger than Hulu.
Yeah, join a discount. That'll work.
Yeah, no, unfortunately I don't have that luxury. Wish I did, but I don't. But, I looked up the commands, Scott, medically simple. So, sampling reading, take a couple of readings, and then return to that first frequency. Check it again, ability, and try to come up with something that find the signal above a certain threshold by evil pillars.
Yeah, and of course, you can make the hopping, your sampling intelligent. If you have a good idea of what's going to be, based on the current conditions and, as well as the time and season and so on. In any case, goodness gracious, 10 o'clock, and I haven't started my laundry yet.
Yeah, I think the world's ready. I'll get a little loincloth and a bit of bath. Of course, you could try the Bash guy who found his Playboy jacket.
Hugh Hefner. Not in the same. Anyway, but I got to get ready to go away Sunday evening. I'm leaving town for a while. Be back in another week or so.
Okay, yeah, I don't know why I had a block on. Anyway, yeah, I was just figuring you didn't want to show up with that entire work. Good. Is this a business trip, a pleasure trip, or are you going to manage to go hunting while you're...
The trick is I go out for NAB, which is distinctly business, and then I will take a couple days and go wandering through the willy wogs of north central Arizona.
Not a bad place. Not a bad place at all. Can you convince that your brother's going to live there?
Oh, the hard question. Who knows what they're going to do. One can hope that they will do what they suggest they're going to do. But in reality, who knows? Tennis Duque.
Can I give you some advice I probably wouldn't have given you a week ago?
And that is?
Take that as a yes. My honest opinion is do what you can as soon as you can, and don't waste the day, carpe diem, you know.
Yeah, as I am all too often reminded, including this week's events, life is short. Do it now. I've been fooling around with what I'm doing now for way too long. It's time to do something different.
Yeah, I think that makes really good sense. I mean, whatever you do, make sure that you don't have to worry about what the person next door thinks about your tenant, which you haven't put up for 3 years. I'm sure that's so hard-coded into the feasible bid, it gets done as a priority.
Yep. Well, the piece of property that I'm looking at right now, I'm probably looking at 10 square miles, and I see maybe 3 occupied clutches of... Anyway, there's not going to be anybody to complain. No, God knows it's all up there, but yeah, it's interesting to look at.
Yeah. The other thing you need to think about out there is tower talk. Just how much wire you have to lay down to make a ground point.
Yeah, conductivity is liable to be an issue, but it's all right. We'll do what we need to do.
That's right. By the way, I was talking with Bill, KB2OCK, on the phone there tonight, and I just tweaked my neck. I can't do that. Yeah, I slept on it funny last night. Anyway, the upshot was that Crazy Show Doomsday Prep, and one of the things I'm noticing is an extraordinary number of their, shall we say, people they profile are ham radio operators, and over half of the ones who are ham clearly got their ham license because of the, and there are some people who got their ham license in law, but I was really, really amazed. I catch a glimpse of Electronica in the background, which they may highlight on a given episode, the person's name or their, and their county or their city, and sure enough, they come up with a ham.
Yeah, there's a certain amount of, a large amount of overlap. And which way it happened is a good question. I have a feeling in a lot of cases the ham radio aspect came about because of other feelings and beliefs, but it can work both ways.
Yeah, well, I don't remember being an end-of-the-world person ever, even then, but I do believe, I can assure you, when I was working, when I was a teenager to get my ham license, that was the farthest thing from my mind.
Well, depending upon what you think may happen. Yeah, regardless, this particular one, off the grid. You don't need electricity. It'd be nice to have some propane once in a while, but it's not absolutely necessary. There's plenty of room to grow whatever. Nice southern exposure. Very isolated. Good elevation.
I take it you can't get pizza delivered?
By helicopter, yes.
I see. That's one of these places where you don't call 911.
Yeah, you do your own. Yes.
I see. Interesting. Okie dokie. Well, my guess is that you grew up knowing how to shoot a firearm. That would be my guess. Never been good with handguns. Not bad with them. I've never had opportunity. I've shot 20 rounds with a high handgun in one form. I'm more of a rifle guy. Mini 14, a couple of different shotguns.
Yeah, NS2K. I can't say that I've spent a whole lot of time with handguns. Mostly sport rifles. But how should I say? It's one of those things you do in northern Maine. But ran across an interesting thing. In order to get into town, you almost have to drive by the Ruger factory.
In Arizona? Really? That's awesome. Well, do we come? Do they have an outlet store?
I gotta check that out.
That's just too funny. Ruger factory outlet. I can see it now. Bring your federal firearms permit here.
Yeah, really. No, you definitely want to be. You have to be prepared. You're sufficiently isolated, so I'm sure there are all kinds of creatures, four-legged as well as two, who, anyway.
Yeah, you can consider. But very nice. Spot elevated.
Oh, yeah. It has spectacular views to the south and west. It's somewhat challenged to the north and east. Although the property is large enough, it contains a good rise to the north of the house, and it may be possible to get up high enough to look over the top of the, impediment.
That would be lovely. It's just one of those 200 feet or 200 feet of 1.58 to make it happen.
Or how about some fiber and put the radio over by where it needs to be?
Yeah, I hate to have to get up and walk though when I want to.
Well, it's the appropriate use of relays, remotely controlled devices. Then you can make a pretty good attempt at protecting.
Well, I suppose you could. That sounds so. Are we going to come back with a decision in a couple of weeks?
Well, I don't know about a decision, but I certainly want to go look and get a feel. There's some places out in the Prescott Valley which are, how should I say, distinctly grassland. And I'm not sure that I'm quite prepared to be quite that flat, if you know what I mean. Quite that open. There's some other areas that are really, really nice with some very severe trees that are, just gorgeous. And then there's some other seriously hill places, like this other one that I'm talking about. So we'll have to see. I'll have pictures on Saturday when I come by.
Oh, excellent. Okay, that is absolutely wonderful. I have to at some point have a conversation with my DP. Sure, it's correct. my basic work does not require me to be here and adding new members of our because of a practical reality. The area is further away from part of the team in New Jersey is formal that one staffer of my team in Connecticut, another actually right in Connecticut, but married probably in Jersey, so there's absolutely no point to him. I'm just trying to figure out that the way my office is in it. Why are we playing this game here?
Yeah, there are lots of places around that can be quite nice to live. Lots of space, put up your antennas, nice schools, low taxes.
Well, that's right. Coming out of that category we were just discussing, short decisions. What would be nice if one of the boys wanted just to take over the house here and be done with your... I don't care. I paid for it, I don't care. That would be fine by me.
Hey. Well, this thing up on the hill here has supposedly, if you look at your coverage maps, it has good 4G coverage.
Where you're thinking having the possibility of a ship sailing?
Yeah, the extreme off-grid location. Of course, that's the only thing. I suppose you could do satellite TV, but or radio, but how should I say? Nothing that requires a wire.
Oh yeah. Well, more ridiculous. Being a PO box or something here. Satellite TV out of New York is where you go.
Oh yeah. No, there are always ways. It would be nice to have a little bit better internet connectivity. That you weren't paying by the millibyte here, but so that you didn't feel bad about streaming various things. There's obviously a lot of stuff available that would be really quite pleasant.
Well, yeah, I mean, John's idea of a movie channel is Netflix, to have a conversation in our household as to how many movie packages the process of doing that.
Well, when Robert was alive, I could justify the gold package or whatever it is we've got, but at this point, it doesn't get watched a whole lot.
That's correct. Correct. By the way, will not end well. How many of these things are they hoping will not end well?
There's some things you don't want to know. Wouldn't be the first time. In any case, well, obviously not ending well is a matter of perspective, but it seems to me that it's ending in reasonably well from this perspective.
Oh, absolutely. It's all a matter of viewpoint. I'm thrilled to see this thing flatten the sea and have a lot of hoofs and sounds. That's certainly not a good one. I just want to know how they got the Stuxnet virus in Grand Grand.
You know, it doesn't take anything that fancy. We're talking, how should I say, something that requires dynamic stability, which is really perturbed.
Yeah, well, you have a regime that has dynamic instability. That's the truth. That's why it's not getting done. Every time somebody sends me to you for a wall, shoot them. Next.
Yeah, what's the motivation here? Yeah. Now, how should I say, situation is built on way too many years of self-delusion.
Yeah, like over 60.
Yep. Yeah. And anyway, it's pretty amazing to see that people will put up with that sort of thing for that long. But I suppose if you have completely blinded them to every other perspective, you can get away with amazing things.
Yeah, but you gotta love it when